Hey guys, so here again, gonna answer a questionnaire, and we're gonna do that right now and stuff. So here we go. What is this questionnaire? This questionnaire is the Crunchycephalum. Oh my god. First off, just like a little side note, Crunchy, can you not? Like, oh my god, I have terrible, terrible times trying to pronounce most words. Okay, this is, what even is this word? God, is this a real word? Did you just make this up? Did you make this up to be difficult for me? Like, rude. Ugh, fine. Okay, let's try this, alright? If I completely do not get this at all, don't judge me, because I have difficulties, okay? I've got struggles. Just, alright, ready? Ready for this? Ready? Okay. Sexistentialism. Okay, alright, we can say it slowly. Let's try to speed this up a little, alright? Just make it sound normal. The crunchy sexistentialism. Yeah, I did it, yay. Okay. Right, okay. Sexistentialism. Okay, I got it. The crunchy sexistentialism. Oh my god, sorry, I got a message and it distracted me, like, mid-word, so, like, I could have had it perfectly, but no, someone's just gotta message me and be rude and mess me up. Okay, let's try one more time. Okay. The crunchy sexistentialism questionnaire. Hey, we got it, guys. Okay, alright, okay. Oh my god, it's still already so far into the thing, and I haven't even started the thing! Ow! I just, like, slapped my face a little. Just like, ow. That was rude of me to do. Okay. Alright. Hello, GWA backstage folks. Here's a handful of questions that have been prodding my mind here whilst I'm unable to sleep. I'm excited to read / hear your answers. Okay. Let's stop doing weird stuff and just answer this. Let's just try to keep it moving along just a little. Alright, here we go. Okay. 1. You put aside your phone, book, or whatever else that has been keeping you up. Close your eyes and prepare to sleep. What do you think of before you succumb? Well, usually it's like something like, geez, how long? Or not how long. No, that's not what I think. It's kind of just wondering how late I'm going to sleep in. Because I have trouble sleeping, and so I usually don't sleep until like a stupid time early in the morning. And then I wake up at a weird time in the late morning or, like, at noonish or something. Because, like, currently I'm not doing anything, so I guess I'm lucky enough that I can do this. But it's a whole other thing, I guess. So, like, it's usually just, like, God, I have a weird sleep schedule. Stuff like that. Or sometimes if I'm, you know what? No, let's not say anything about that, actually. Let's just move on from that, because we definitely gave that an answer. It's a terrible, terrible answer, but it's an answer nonetheless. So, answered and moving on. Okay, 2. Sex. How much is too much? Well, coming from a virgin, I can't tell you, because I'm a virgin, and I don't know how much sex is too much sex. I suppose I could just be like, oh, you can never have too much sex. But I'm pretty sure there are times when you can have too much. Like, I don't know, I guess you could get sore, you know? Or you just get too tired that you can't even keep going anymore, I guess. I don't know, I haven't yet. So I can't answer this one really, not properly, the way that I'm sure other people can. But, yeah, I should have like gone through this stuff first, so I could have decided whether or not I could answer this properly. Okay, anyways, yeah, there's a non-answer for you there, Crunch. Okay, three. You are to compete with everyone on GWA for most orgasms in a day. What's your secret trick that will lead you to a most glorious victory? A most glorious victory. I don't know. Also, I hope you don't mind all of my weird noises. I'm just like making weird. I don't even know what kind of noises they are, but they're just weird noises. But I don't know. Whatever. I hope you don't mind. I don't know. Anywho, okay. What's your secret trick that will lead you to a most glorious victory? First off, it's a secret trick. Should I tell you guys? Because if I tell you guys, then it won't be a secret, and also some of you could be evil and try to, like, use it against me. Am I prepared for that? Am I prepared to be for one of my secret tricks to a whole bunch of orgasms to be taken advantage of? I swear, if you're smirking and you're saying yes right now, that is very rude. Very, very rude indeed, sir. Okay. Okay. I don't. I'm sorry. I started playing with my lips a little bit because I'm thinking and my fingers gotta move and they gotta do stuff and things and so whatever. You guys don't need to know this. This is just weird stuff I'm just talking about right now because I'm trying to think and I'm trying to fill the silence with talking because I don't want just a bunch of awkward silences in my thing while I'm thinking. Oh, I thought of something. Oh God. Am I really gonna? Okay. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Okay. There's like totally people outside walking past the window and I can hear them really well, so I'm trying to think if they can hear me really well, and if they can, this is very, very awkward because those are my neighbors. I don't want them listening to my answers while I answer a questionnaire about, like. My God. Okay, I'm just gonna pause this for a second. Okay, I'm back. So, I guess. Just like. In general, I guess just having a toy would work well with this type of competition. I mean, like, I'm sure if you had a partner, it'd be way easier, but, you know, a toy would be pretty okay, too, as a second, you know, if you can't get that partner. Oh my God, there's so many noises out there! But yeah, totally, just a toy, and, you know. Just a bit of imagination, or you know, you could just totally also listen to GWA while you're playing, and you know, that sort of stuff, I guess. I don't know. That's an odd question. I'd spent so long on this question, I hardly remember what my answer was. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, alright, alright, okay. Anyways, number four. Yay, number four. I don't know why I'm cheering. Like, number four is not my favorite number. But anyways. Okay, four. If ever, how often do you think of why you're on GWA? I don't really think about it that often, Crunch. You know, it's just a thing. You know, it's one of those impulses that I didn't control. So I'm just, you know, I'm just here, you know. Happy to be here, by the way. It's okay. Also, if you know, would you like to tell us why you are here? Well, I guess, you know, I kind of told. I'm here because, you know, it's a fun place to be. You know, I found it. And then, you know, there's like no impulse at 3 a.m. or no impulse control at 3 a.m. So I kind of just, you know, jumped right into it, I guess. And then, you know, it's been good so far, you know. Makes me feel like I'm being a little productive here and there when I, you know, just record myself. yeah, that's an odd thing to feel, you know, productive about doing. But, you know, it's great. It's great either way, you know. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. Number five. Do you ever observe yourself thinking? How about thinking about observing yourself thinking? I suppose I do every now and then, you know, just like, you know what, I don't want to get into this answer, actually, because it's going to make me sound like a weirdo. Well, more than a weirdo, more of a weirdo than I already am, sounding like it, because I sound like a weirdo, like, a whole bunch of the time that I talk to people. And I don't want to make you guys think I'm even more weird, so let's just, like, skip over this one. Just this one, okay? We'll just skip over it. Hope you don't mind. Alright, number six. So, you are to dom someone who's usually a dom. How does this go down? Do you think you did succeed? You know, Crunch, no, I don't think this would go down very well. no, this... How does this go down? It doesn't go down, and if it goes down terribly. It's just not gonna work out. You just, oh my god, I'm like one of the subbiest subs ever, and I can't properly just. Okay. No, I'd probably just be like a whole bunch of whining and like, you know, just a whole bunch of whining, really, because I would probably try very hard, but as soon as that dom just like switched on to the dom voice, or even just a little bit of growly grumbles, and I'm just gonna be like, yeah, no, okay, yeah, this was a bad idea, actually, yeah, go ahead, you take over, this is what you do, this is good, I'll just let you go, I'll just do whatever instead, you know, it's whatever you'd like, it's good with me, I don't have to try to pretend to be a dom, it's fine, I can sub, you know, just, you get, it's good, you know, where do you want me? Yeah, okay, yep, it's a good idea, let's just pretend this never happened, you know. Like, that is something that probably happened, because I can't, not really, like, sure, I have some audios that are F-dom, but that's just, that's acting, you know, like, I'm getting better at acting those parts, but I can't actually do them. I can't actually be that, you know? It's just... It's oh my god. Like, really? If you know me, can you actually imagine me being that, I couldn't. Oh my God. Man. Oh, do you think you'd succeed? No, not at all. Not at all. Also, I hope you don't mind, like, the wrestling and stuff. I'm laying down while I'm answering this, so I'm kind of just rolling all over and stuff because I can't stay still. Okay. Anyways. Okay. All right. Seven. Why do you think you have the kinks and sexual preferences that you do? No, I don't know. Are they a mystery? Yeah, I suppose. Or do some of them perhaps have a little story? Well, I'm not entirely sure. I haven't really thought about it, you know? It's just kind of things that are nice, you know? They feel good, and if they feel good, why question them, really? You know, it's just a thing, you know? I guess, you know? They just feel good. I just like them. And, you know. Plus, I feel like if I try to think about it too much, it's gonna, like, oh my God. I'm just gonna, like, disappear into myself for a while and just be, like, curled up into a ball and just be in, like, I don't know, existential crisis mode. Just trying to figure out why I like the things that I do. What could have caused the things that I like? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. You know? So we're just gonna go ahead and say they are a mystery. Okay. Eight. In three words, describe one of your best sexual experiences. Again, I am a virgin. So I don't really have any, like, actual sexual experiences that are, like, with a person, you know? Well, like, a physical person, I guess, you know? It's like, you know, I guess, GWA, it's just, like, it's kind of like there's a person there, but they're not actually there, you know? So I don't know. Three words. We're just gonna answer this one as if you were asking one of the best, playtime experiences. Okay, three words. Toy. Empty house, I guess. Yeah. Toy, empty house. There's three words. That's pretty good, you know, because with my toy, I can play a lot better if I have my toy. And if it's an empty house, well then, I get to be as loud as I like. Okay. Nine. What word has the most power over you in bed, and why? Well, okay. So, like, we can just go ahead and say beg. Just, like, in a rumbly, dommy, commanding voice, if someone just says beg, and then, oh, okay, and then it's like, okay, yes, sir, I'll beg. I'll just beg for everything that I want. I'll beg for more. I'll beg for you. Please, please. And then it turns into the whole begging thing, you know? Just like I do. Okay, we'll just go ahead and say that because, you know, and why? Because I like when rumbly, dommy voices tell me to do something because, like, I'm a sub, so I want to do it for them. You know, I just I just want to please and stuff. So, like, yeah. Yeah, we'll just stop right there. We'll just stop right there. It'll be fine. It's an answered question. Okay, 10. How do you view your past self? Be it from yesterday or a decade ago? Well, oh my god, it's so loud out there again. Every single time. You know, this is like, all these background noises is terrible for recording stuff, you know? Like, you gotta find like this perfect little patch of time where there's not vehicles going back and forth and there's no children running around or on their scooters scootering along, you know, just like, puk, 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 and stuff. And it can be a little challenging, a little difficult. But that's not at all what we're talking about, is it? I'm sorry. Okay. How do you view your past self? Yeah, I don't know. I can just say that I was amusing, you know? Amusing little weirdo, I guess, yeah. Being weird and amusing. Like, all of my antics. Like, you know, it's... I was just an amusing little weirdo. Just going along, doing whatever I felt like, or... whatever, you know. I was also embarrassing, you know? But I'm pretty sure everyone thinks their past self was embarrassing, you know? You know, it's, you know, not too bad, I guess. I don't think I was, like, super terrible or anything. I was just distracted a lot. Amusing. Got up into a bit of trouble here and there. You know. Don't think I did anything super terrible that makes me wanna, you know, like, curl into a ball and die. So that's pretty good, right? So I am only 19. I suppose there's some stuff that I could do for future me to, you know, wanna die over. You know, who knows? Yeah, I did pretty okay, you know. Okay. Eleven. What have you learned about yourself recently? I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. I really don't know. Because I like to think I'm pretty honest with myself about myself. So I feel like I'm just not entirely sure. If I've learned anything new about myself recently. I mean, I already know that I'm, like, I can get, I don't want to talk about this. I already know some of the things that are not really bad, but that are a little not great about me, so I guess, I don't know, I guess just... Okay, so we'll just go GWA-wise. recently-ish, I've learned that if I go a little too much, if I push myself a little too far, I get like super massively submissive, and like half the time I'm doing stuff, it's like it'll be begging and whining and whimpering and just like a little bit of crying, just like I'm not like bawling or sobbing, but like I'll have tears and sniffles every now and then and stuff. And so like if I get a little, if I push a little too far, I get terribly, terribly subby and cry. We'll just go ahead and say that, all right? We'll say that one. Okay. 12. What type of voice gets you going more so than any other? Well, I kind of. Let's not name a name. Let's not name a name there. Okay. Well, I guess I like, generally just the Dommy voices, I suppose. They've got rumbly grumblies, and that's really good. That sounds really nice. I just like hearing a bit of dominance in your voice, in their voice. I mean, to say, okay, I'm making myself blush and flustered and stuff, so I'm gonna stop thinking about voices. That sound really, really good. Okay. Yeah, let's stop thinking about that right now. Okay. 13. What's your favorite cereal? If none, please explain your mysterious distaste to cereal. I love cereal. Cereal is good. I'm not entirely sure what kind of cereal I like most or what's my favorite cereal. That's a lie. I know exactly what kind of cereal is my favorite cereal. This favorite cereal of mine is an off-brand generic type of what are they called? Lucky Charms, but the generic off-brand one called Marshmallow Meaties, because they're like Lucky Charms, except the marshmallowy bits are like what are they? C shaped and stuff, like there's anchors and stuff like that, just like it's like a piratey scene, and oceany, and I like the ocean and pirates and stuff, and so I really like those ones. So and there's also dolphiny ones, dolphiny shaped marshmallows. Those are so fun, so yummy. So yeah. That one is my favorite cereal, Marshmallow Meaties, which is also fun to say. But okay, 14. I feel like I'm being very loud a lot. My bad. I'm sorry. Okay, 14. Voila, God exists. What has confused him the most about you? Well. Probably just my destructive tendencies, Okay, let's move on from that then. Okay, last. last one. 15. Lastly, you get to pick whatever life you want to live. No limits, time, sci-fi, whatever you need to fill your optimal living. Tell us about it, and then ask yourself, is GWA still part of that life? Wow. 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 Okay. Alright, it's just a tough question. Okay, alright. Okay. Okay. You pick whatever life you want to live. You know, that's a tough question. Because I don't really think about it much. I mean, like, I'm just kind of, you know, happy. You know, just generally, right now-ish, I'm pretty happy with my life, you know? Because, I don't know. It's probably a boring answer, but I can't really think of something like that. It's just, it's great. I feel great. This is a good time to be around. It's, you know, pretty good. Pretty, peachy. Well, like, there's some political stuff going on. I guess that could be better. but I don't want to get into that. Time to listen to like 30 minutes of terrible, like off topic he rambled from Kato. No one wants that. No one needs it. It's terrible. I really should cut back more on these things, but I can't help but talk a lot. Sorry. For this one. Suppose it's something to think on later. I'll think about this, and if I have a better answer, I'll record it and just boop, pop it in alongside this one. But for now, this is okay, I guess. Yeah. So, thank you for the questions, Punch. They were pretty good to answer. And I'm pretty much awake now. So yay! And I'm hungry, so I'm gonna go eat now. So, later!